Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Donald Trump is often ridiculous and out of control, but yesterday, I mean, it was on a whole new level. This guy is losing his mind, and I suspect it has something to do with A, the fact that things in Iran are not going well. We understand that Donald Trump did a lot of what he did because he was high on his own supply. He saw what happened in Venezuela and believed, you know, I can do this quickly, and obviously that's not how that works. But also, he just seems more agitated than normal. I mean, he's 79 years old. We've talked about this on this channel. 79 years old, the oldest president ever. Bruises on his hands, swelling of his ankles, rashes on his neck, rambling out of control. And so I want to walk you through a few of these things. Before I do, though, as you may notice, I'm in a bit of a different location. I recently moved to Illinois. I guess it's been about a year now. Feels pretty recent. And I've been doing a lot of content around the Illinois Senate race. I am personally supporting Juliana Stratton. I think she is great. And today is election day. So I'm out and about doing some work for that, but I still wanted to be able to bring you this content, so I am recording in my car. I hope that's okay. Make sure down below, if you want to check out my YouTube channel, there'll be a link in the description, or it'll be right down below. And while you're at it, make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. Remember, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you're subscribed, smash the like button, and check out my YouTube channel. So first, let's talk about this. After President Trump claimed to reporters twice today that he had recently spoken to a former president who praised his actions in Iran, saying, quote, "I wish I did what you did," aides to all four living presidents, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, all issued statements to CNN saying there is no record of any communication between them and Donald Trump. This has gotten a lot of press. Trump claiming, he's like, you know, I'm not going to say who I talked to, but I talked to a president who loves what I'm doing. Well, all of them deny it. So somebody's lying here. And if I had to take a guess, the raging narcissist, Donald J. Trump, who probably lies more outrageously and consistently than maybe any figure ever, is probably the one line. You can let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. Let's go to this first clip. This is truly, I said this on my YouTube channel, I made a similar video, so maybe after you're done watching this, you could check it out right down below. It'd mean a lot. But I said this on my YouTube channel, like, this might be the most outrageous Donald Trump clip I've ever seen. And that's really saying something. You've got to listen to this.
Had a pretty grim diagnosis, and I mentioned it to the president, and I said, Congressman Dunn is a real champion and a patriot because he's still coming to work. And if others got this diagnosis, they would be apt to go home and retire. And
what was the diagnosis?
It was, I think it was a terminal diagnosis.
He would be dead by June.
Okay, that wasn't public, but yeah, okay. That's it was grim. That's what I was going to say. I don't think
with a heart problem, by the way. This was a heart problem.
So the long story short, the president called him to encourage him and thank him, and they had a conversation, and the president mentioned in the course of the conversation, you know, I ought to get my doctors involved, and they did, and within a number of hours, they took him to Walter Reed Emergency Surgery. The man has a new lease on life.
That is the most ridiculous Donald J. Trump clip I've ever seen. He'd be dead by June. And it's like, I can actually hear the crowd there audibly groan, while Donald Trump and Mike Johnson are laughing for some reason. I have no idea why. Donald Trump chuckles, Mike Johnson chuckles long, and again, like, the whole crowd in the very beginning going, oh, like that is so gross, so disgusting. He'd be dead by June. I mean, that is truly like one of the craziest Trump clips ever. And the ability for people to understand leadership, like, I feel like we're all gonna have to take, like, we should be a requirement that after this is over, after this Trump period is over, because I do believe we'll get through it, every American should be required to take a class on what are leadership skills. Because this is so indicative of, like, Donald J. Trump is somebody who obviously has none of those, but it's like, lately Americans don't care. It is absolutely unbelievable. Also, during this same press conference, see, Donald Trump asking NATO allies for help with the Strait of Hormuz. It's pretty clear that he wasn't prepared for the Strait of Hormuz to be closed, for Iran to take the actions they did, because, you know, we're being run by completely incompetent and cruel people. And Donald Trump, I mean, this is a really stunning montage CNN put together. Through this same interview, the entire time he's flip-flopping, going back between, you know, back and forth between, we need help, people should send help, we don't need help, we can do it all by ourselves. It's crazy. Listen to this.
If we ever needed help, They won't be there for us. I've just known that for a long period of time. We have some that are really enthusiastic. They're coming already. This is a need. Need would be one of the big boys. If we need their mine boats, or if we need anything, any piece of apparatus that they may have because of a situation that they have, they should be jumping to help us. We want them to come and help us with the Strait. My attitude is, we don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them.
Did you follow that?
Really, really great montage there from CNN. Again, truly on another level these days, like truly off his rocker. Those are both clips from the same press conference, right? And all these clips are from the same day. He was practically in front of cameras all day and like, oh my God, it's bad. The other thing is, again, this is what happens when you alienate all your allies. When you treat all your allies like shit, the allies we've built for a century, right? And we threaten to take over their land, for example, Greenland. When you need help, oh, someone come help us with the Strait of Hormuz. None of these places want to help. And we've already seen statements from the Prime Minister in the UK, from France, from Germany, from a lot of these countries saying, we're not getting involved in this war. Some of them saying we may help in a limited capacity, but it certainly won't be a NATO mission. Donald Trump wanting it to be a NATO mission. And it's like, well, this is, again, what we've all screamed about. You alienate all your allies. Believe it or not, they're not ready to come to your rescue. And he says, we don't need them. We don't need them. And then at one point he says, they're all rushing to help, which is also fascinating because he was pushed a little bit on that. Can you name the countries? I'm not going to name the countries that are rushing to help, but trust me, they're rushing to help. There's no one rushing to help. So later in the day, he's in the Oval Office. Remember, all the same day. Listen to this.
With a low IQ person, you know, because Gavin Newsom has admitted that he has learning disabilities. Honestly, I'm all for people with learning disabilities, but not for my president. I think a president should not have learning disabilities, okay? And I know it's highly controversial to say such a horrible thing. The president of the United States, Gavin Newsom, admitted that he has learning disabilities, dyslexia, everything about him is dumb. But
Okay, two things. Number one, not only is that incredibly gross and incredibly gross and disgusting thing to say, and I want to say if for anybody out there, don't let excuse my language here, don't let this fucker tell you what you can and can't do. Okay, I we don't even have to get into the conversation of low IQ people. Okay, and anybody with learning disabilities or anything, like, don't listen to this absolute garbage. Again, somebody who truly does not care about Americans. This particular clip enrages me. But also, you literally see Donald Trump's own cognitive decline there, or his lack of intelligence. He called Gavin Newsom the president. Quote, the president of the United States, Gavin Newsom. And it's like, what are you talking about right now? Truly like a really egregiously gross clip. I mean, this guy, no leadership capabilities. I know I say that over and over and over again, but I just cannot believe that this guy is leading the United States of America. Gavin Newsom here, now that he's kind of, you know, done such a great job trolling Donald Trump, referencing the fact that Donald Trump called him president. Now that I, Gavin C. Newsom, am officially president of the United States, thank you, Donald, I have many big announcements to make. First, every Trump executive order is null and void. Stephen Miller and every Trump goon is fired. And the Trump corruption probe is officially launched. Healthcare is now free for all Americans, no measles, and all moms get free childcare so we can have more babies. Also, cannabis is now legal and abortion is back for women who want it. I will soon be banning all Ticketmaster fees. There will be no more commercials allowed during NBA and NFL games, as well as all Bravo, Real Housewives shows, longer episodes. Every American family now gets a tariff and gas spike refund to buy a cheap electric car. The country is now run by someone who can actually complete a sentence. America is now hot because you have a dyslexic president instead of a brain dead one. Big upgrade, Governor Gavin C. Newsom. I'm gonna hit like here. Look at the great engagement, I should say, on this pulse and post. And again, he does such a great job and his team, you know, trolling the president here. And I think this is a great way to respond. Screw Donald J. Trump. He's the worst. So again, also, this is, now we're going back a little bit. So he starts with this press conference in the day, then he's in the Oval Office. Now we're going back to another clip from this press conference. It's absurd. Take a listen.
Oh, we don't need, you know, we don't need oil. We have all the oil we need for ourselves. It's one of the great assets that we have. We have more than double what anybody else in terms of oil production. We're at more than double any other country. So we don't need it, but we did it. It's almost, you could say we did it out of habit, which is not a good thing to do. But we did it because we have some good allies there. We have some great Middle Eastern countries there, Israel there. So we did it for a lot of reasons. But
I mean, this is insanity, right? We still don't have any justification for what's currently going on in Iran. And I debate Trump supporters on TikTok, and I'll often live stream those same debates to my YouTube channel. I was literally live last night doing debates, and every single Trump supporter I've asked the same question to, why are we doing this? They all have a different response. And I find it fascinating, and not surprising, but fascinating. They all have a different response because there is no justification. And truly, like, this administration hasn't even tried to create a justification. Now Donald Trump's literally saying about the Iran war, where 13 American troops are dead, hundreds of children have died because of a taxpayer-funded U.S. missile, and thousands of people will die, saying we did it out of habit. Maybe it was, what, a bad idea? I mean, what an absurd way to talk about the war. I mean, truly, we're in next level stuff. One more clip here from Donald J. Trump from this outrageous day. Take a listen.
I think Cuba, I don't know, in its own way, for, you know, tourism and everything else, it's a beautiful island, great weather. They're not in a hurricane zone, which is nice for a change, you know. They won't be asking us for money for hurricanes every week. But I think Cuba's seen the end. You know, all my life I've been hearing about the United States and Cuba. When will the United States do it? I do believe I'll be the honor of having the honor of taking Cuba. That'd be good. That's a big honor.
Taking Cuba.
Taking Cuba in some form, yeah. Taking Cuba. I mean, whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth? They're a very weakened nation right now. They were for a long time. Very violent leaders.
I mean, this guy is truly losing his mind. And again, high on his own supply, you go Venezuela, Iran, now talking about, I'm going to take Cuba. How does anybody in the America First movement believe that this is America First? Right now, just essentially going on expeditions to conquer whatever land he feels. And Ezra Klein just did a really good piece on this, where the foreign policy of the United States currently is head on a pike foreign policy. We do what we want, when we want. If you don't listen to our demands, like if you are a dictator and you don't listen to our demands, we will just come and kill you or take your leader, right? It doesn't matter what international law says, doesn't matter what U.S. law says, doesn't matter who dies, doesn't matter who gets hurt. We do what we want, when we want. It's so, I yearn for a day where this is not the United States of America. I mean, this is madness. And it's part of the reason we're seeing these polls for Donald J. Trump collapse. And we've made videos on this channel about not only the independence, the support for Donald J. Trump amongst independents collapsing, but also the right-wing media figures who previously supported Trump, you know, Joe Rogan, Andrew Schultz, people who literally interviewed him, said vote for him, now saying, I can't believe this. You know, we got duped. This isn't what we voted for. Wow, what a huge surprise. I wish someone would have told you he was a narcissist and a liar. We did. We all told them that, but whatever. And lastly here again, Donald J. Trump posting all over True Social, talking about the Save America Act. I think this is something to pay attention to. Donald Trump trying to make it harder to vote. We also saw the 17-page executive order floating around the White House declaring a national emergency. I made a video about this claiming, you know, voter fraud, giving Donald Trump massive amounts of power around the elections. It got leaked and, you know, obviously hasn't been signed yet. The Save America Act would make it significantly harder for people to vote. And so the question then becomes, how off his rocker is Donald Trump? And, you know, leading up to the midterms in 2028, what are they willing to do? Expanding executive authority, you know, stealing the election, question mark. We'll have to see. And then again, just posting like just garbage. Again, as Americans die, prices explode, people struggle. Crowd goes wild for Trump during national anthem at the college football championship in Miami, Florida. Obviously, the college football championship was, you know, a month or 2 months ago. It was a while ago. But him posting this yesterday because this is what he does in his free time. Listen, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. This guy is really starting to lose his mind here on the Adam Ockler channel. We're going to keep bringing you updates. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Ockler. Make sure you hit subscribe and like down below. Check out my YouTube channel, and I will see you in the next video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.